changed reality. You had to die for me, cause I'm only humanity. Try so hard and still belong. But nothing's complete. We need your love so strong. And I'm so flawed that you know I'm gonna fall. And catch me.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. For the recording date of Sunday, June the 30th, 2013, I am the Christian ambassador, servant of and to the Rastafari movement. So, the Holy Spirit wants us to use our minds. The word let, we're dealing with the words, let him hear. And in the English now, the word let, it says let him hear. We talked about how we must have control over our minds. We must have control over our mental capacities, control over our emotions. We must be able to access right information, correct information, that we may make the best decisions on behalf of the poor working class masses of the people. So when I hear in the English this word let, in the phrase let him hear, it makes me to understand that someone is blocking our hearing. Someone is in the way of our hearing correctly, the correct information, that we may make the correct decision on behalf of the poor working class masses of the people. The media stand in the way. The president stands in the way. The Secretary of State stands in the way. These puppets, not the good ones like Barbara Lee and former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney and John Lewis. These are good people. And Maxine Waters has been good. These and Bernie Sanders. I love Bernie Sanders. These are good ones. But these wicked ones like Senator Lindsey Graham, like Speaker Boehner, like Senator McCain, like Nancy Pelosi, like Feinstein, these who do nothing but apologize for warfare and bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction. The multinational corporation CEOs and leaders who come out and want to destroy poor working class people, saying that they want to destroy Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, education, healthcare, so on and so forth. These are the ones who try to use pretty words to maneuver us into our own destruction, getting in between us and Mother Holy Spirit and good, correct, and right information. So we say, let him hear. We say, media, move out of the way. We say, MSNBC, Fox, CNN, get out of the way, you're nothing but a tool for the house of Rothschild and Oppenheimers. We have the Holy Spirit, and we can read and listen between the lines and the words, but we say, move out of the way. We say, let this judicial branch of the United States of North America move out of the way. You're blocking our hearing. We say to the president, who is in Africa, no doubt strengthening AFRICOM, this wicked military command to kill and destroy our sisters and brothers of Africa on Democracy Now. On June the 28th, we hear Horace Campbell, one of our wonderful African, I think he's from, is he from, he might be from Jamaica, but one of our wonderful professors who is always on point arguing on behalf of poor working class people. He says Obama should take a stand against warfare and bloodshed, against colonialism and exploitation, and declare that slavery was a crime against humanity and that we are deserving of reparations after having suffered slavery and colonialism. He says that Obama is no doubt strengthening the ties to multinational corporations and mining corporations and these corporations that exploit and destroy poor working class. So we say, move out of the way, President, sir. We say to Hillary Clinton, move out of the way. We say to Bill Clinton, move out of the way. We say to all of they religious, whether they be religious leaders or political leaders, we say you who are in the way and blocking our hearing, move out of the way. Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now, Spirit, 4151, Greek side, pneuma. Now, we see that Spirit here is neutered. A neutered noun is the part of speech of pneuma. And we know, let's see, this is a Greek word. We know that the Romans transgendered Mother Holy Spirit from neutered into a male, into masculine. Now, is that not the picture that we get in society? Many of us are not happy with our gender, so we become neutered, and then we become transgendered. Now, I'm thinking of a deeper translation of this, a deeper spiritual translation of this. Watch this, sisters and brothers. We come into this earth as Christ spirits in human flesh, having petitioned the Most High to prepare a body for us that we may in our physical structures, as Christ spirits living in our physical structures, we told the Most High in our pre-incarnate reality that we would stand for freedom, justice, and equality, and lead captivity captive, what you read in the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, which means that we are to go into the dungeons, go into the prison systems, and lead and free our political prisoners, and free all of they held captive in the prison industrial complex, and free all of us held captive in this Babylon system international. That's what we pledged to do, to uphold the Sabbath and relieve the earth of all slavery and debt slavery and return the earth and the universe into the hands of the poor working class masses of the people, eliminating poor working class status and all prosperous in the universe. That's what we came here to do. But then we were neutered. These spiritual realities and characteristics from the Most High that we petition the Most High to give us these characteristics to free ourselves from bondage. We were neutered from such reality. And then we were transgendered out of that reality into another reality that is detrimental to the human family. So now, you see, maybe we spoke loud and hard when Bush was in office. But now they gave us Barack Obama. So now we were neutered. Our minds were neutered. Our spirits were neutered. Our consciousness was neutered. We began to be quiet and not talk, even though Barack Obama doing worse. And now we were transgendered, and now we speak in protection of Barack Obama and protection of his wicked ways of warfare and bloodshed. You see how we use our minds to go even deeper. But let's get back to Holy Spirit as our mother. You see, sisters and brothers, the African never was upset at seeing the goddess. You think, some of you, that the Bible does not teach the goddess. But when you look into the word God, they only give you the male, plural sometimes, but they always give you the male. And they say he all the time, never she, never her. And even in the Greek language, when you see they and them, that word is autos. And that word autos means he and she, her and him. But getting back to Africa, we always love the goddess. And the word God, uppercase G, lowercase O-D, is always Elohim, always plural, always male and female for the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. Gods and goddesses, Psalm 82 and 6, ye are all Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. And the Most High is Yahweh, Yahovah. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attributes of begetting and conceiving. If Yahweh is the Most High God that begets, Yahweh is also the Most High Goddess that conceives. Yahweh is a scientific word having to do with the scientific law of existence, life, and existence and life giving birth to existence and life. Now, Holy Spirit is the entity in Yahweh that conceives. St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we see that Holy Spirit conceived Jesus. Only the feminine conceives within this construct. We know that the mind operates on male-female polarity, but we, as Africans, taught that the Holy Spirit is the feminine polarity of Yahweh, Holy Spirit as mother. So, the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language is ruach. That word is feminine because the Holy Spirit is our mother. She is the one through whom we are born and reborn and resurrected. She is called Ella in the African Arabic language. She is our mother, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. But the religions are under the control of male chauvinists. They have destroyed the goddess, erased the goddess from our memories. Even great and wonderful teachers who teach wonderful, they are afraid to say goddess because of the controllers of religion, whether Christianity or Islam or Judaism. But in Africa, we say God and goddess, father and mother. In Hindu and Buddhism, we are not afraid to say God and goddess because every male is a god and every female is a goddess. So the Holy Spirit is our mother. She is the one that when you examine her attributes, they match the sacred feminine. They match the woman. They match the mother. They match the girls, the woman reminds you, men, of things that you have forgotten, information that you had that you have forgotten. The Holy Spirit is the reminder that reminds us of information that we have forgotten. And what is the greatest piece of information that we have forgotten, that we have unlearned? That information is that we had a pre-incarnate relationship with the Most High. Before we were incarnated in our physical structures, we had relationship. Jeremiah 1 and 5. Before we were conceived in the wombs of our mothers, before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, the Most High Yahweh knew us, had relationship with us, had conversation, taught us, and we learned from the Most High Yahweh Yahovah in pre-incarnate reality. That reality we have forgotten. And we promised the Most High that if the Most High would prepare a body for us, we as Christ spirits would enter into those physical bodies, physical structures, and stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. Stand up against wickedness. Stand up against tyranny. Stand up against warfare and bloodshed. Stand up against death, hell, destruction, and division. But we have forgotten all of that. So, Mother Holy Spirit, hear, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Holy Spirit saith unto the churches. Mother Holy Spirit is here to remind us of all of that wonderful information that we have forgotten. Mother Holy Spirit, she's our mother. But the Europeans hated the mother, hated the woman, hated the sacred feminine. And as they took the scriptures, after the Africans translated the scriptures into the Greek language, the modern day European scholars began to construct the Bible for men and males and masculine. And they say he from Genesis to Revelation, and say God from Genesis to Revelation, and have neglected the she and the her, and neglected the goddess. But we are reminded of this original information. Now, I think I might want to go to some more current events and current affairs. We want to be reminded that we are to cling to one another. We are not to be like George Zimmerman and shoot down a black man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man, a white man because of bad information. We are to be reminded that we are poor working class people. We must cling to one another. We must cling to the correct information. We must remember our pre-incarnate reality. We must remember that as they pass immigration reform, that it is always on behalf of the wicked ruling class and ruling families for them, that they may exercise more and complete control. We must remember, Mother Holy Spirit wants us to remember, that we are our brother and sister's keeper, and that the Mexican and Central and South American sister and brother, that they are our sisters and brothers. Now, you know that the judicial branch of government in the United States of North America, I believe particular to California, have defeated the Defense of Marriage Act and Proposition 8. Now, this gives homosexuals the right to marry, and the court system or the judicial branch of the United States of North America is seeking that, that if you are homosexual and marry in a state that recognizes homosexual marriage, that homosexual marriage is recognized all over the United States of North America. Now, sisters and brothers, in Africa, In ancient days, we didn't have homosexuality. We believed in the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. Heru was petitioned to join in a homosexual relationship and rejected it. Understanding the reality of sacred masculine and sacred feminine. Now, that as a backdrop, we do not join with the wicked ruling class and ruling families who have sought to divide the human family and have sought to put up laws that would cause the Christian community to and Muslim community to join in the voting for DOMA and Proposition 8. In effect, joining forces that destroy life through warfare and bloodshed. It is like when the woman was brought to Jesus. The woman was involved in sin. But those that brought her were involved in greater wickedness, greater sin of death, hell, and destruction, warfare, and bloodshed. So Jesus told the woman, cease to sin. But he didn't join the wicked high priests, the wicked Pharisees and Sadducees in condemning that beautiful sister. So I say today, I do not join you Republicans and right-wing Christians in the condemning of the homosexual community, knowing from Leonard Horowitz that you created the AIDS virus and purposefully infected the homosexual community with the AIDS virus to destroy those that you hated, as well as injecting black people in Africa and Haiti and in the ghettos and barrios of the United States of North America. I do not join you wicked scientists, wicked Republicans and right-wing adherers of white supremacy. I don't join you all in the condemning of the homosexual community and pushing them over into destructive realities. I say to my homosexual sister and brother, the Most High knew what the Most High was doing when the Most High created you as the Most High created you. Let's get into the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. But we should not support the dragging of homosexual sisters and brothers into the street, but getting and killing and destroying them. No. Wrong. But why did the judicial system give them the right to marry? We must elevate our political analysis, sisters and brothers. Homosexual community, why did the same government that gave you the right to marry in California, why did the same government, same judicial system, destroy the protection for voting rights? Remember the Voting Rights of 1965, Voting Rights Act? Why did the same judicial branch of government of the United States of North America give you the right to vote, the right to marry, and then destroy the protection of voting rights for black and brown and red and yellow? And why did the same judicial branch of government also work to destroy affirmative action? You have to ask yourself, is the government being hypocritical? Do they have an ulterior motive? Why would they at one instance give marriage rights to the homosexual community, on another instance take away the protection for the voting rights for black people in brown and red and yellow, and destroy affirmative action? Why did they allow you, sisters and brothers in the homosexual community, to have marriage? Is it to buy into America? Is it to buy into the American system? Is it to buy into the American philosophy of democracy all over the earth at the barrel of a gun? Is it so that you may join in the military, join the CIA, join the FBI, join into the political system in a greater way than you have up until now? Is it so that you may forget that the same judicial system, legislative branch, judicial branch, executive branch, with the scientists of the United States of North America, injected the homosexual community with AIDS to destroy you off the planet? Is it in reality that the marriage issue is an elitist issue in the homosexual community, and that the poor working class in the homosexual community are yet denied equal access to land, wealth, resources, living wage, job, health care, education, that they are shunned, turned aside, that it is only they who have money, like, was it Elizabeth Windsor, Mrs. Windsor, who I wonder if she's connected to the House of Windsor in Britain. I believe she's a Brit. Is it that these elites who have money, who are connected to the CEOs of the multinational corporations and connected to they who are in the government, who are related to movers and shakers in the government and in the corporations and in the banks, these are elites in the homosexual community? We must ask ourselves. See, the government, when they gave voting rights to black people, it was to cause black people to buy into America, America's policies, foreign policies, foreign and domestic. When America gave us affirmative action, it was to cause us to buy into America's system, to buy into America's policies, foreign and domestic, and make sure that we never stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. Looking at affirmative action and the Voting Rights Act, this is all being instigated by Edward Blum. You see, in Texas, the Texas schools, colleges, a Caucasian lady by the name of Abigail, I forget her last name, she applied for college, was turned down. She saw all these non-white people getting into college. So she begins to say, under the influence of Edward Blum, that she was denied entry into college because she's white. She says she was more qualified than all of they who got in. Now, what struck me, sisters and brothers, this same Edward Blum is behind the attack on voting rights. The same Edward Blum. Now, Edward Blum is a European Jewish fella, but he's not poor working class. He's connected to the elites. He's connected to the House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, the movers and shakers, the wicked ones. And he, following his masters, is attacking the very foundation that would help masses of black, brown, red, and yellow get ahead in society. You may say, why is a European Jew in the South following after the dictates of the philosophy of white supremacy and right-wing white supremacist Republicans destroying black people's rights, brown, red, and yellow people's rights? Because if we can't vote, brown, red, and yellow can't vote either. And at the same time, destroying affirmative action, black, brown, red, and yellow people being destroyed again? Well, if you know the history of the South and know that the slave master was European Christians and European Jews, both of them working for the House of Rothschilds and the banks, both of them working for these who claim to be Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And this synagogue of Satan is made up of the elites of not just Judaism, but Christianity, Islam, Hindu, Buddhism, whatever. These elite ones come together and they kill and destroy. When you understand that the European Jew, not the poor working class, although the poor working class as well, were participants in the Ku Klux Klan. Yes, many European Jews were in the Confederate Army and in the Ku Klux Klan. So this Edward Blum is of that line, doing the work of white supremacists, doing the work of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. So this individual pushing the judicial branch. And this does not only destroy poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow, but this destroys poor working class white people as well. Poor working class white Jews, poor working class white Christians, poor working class Caucasian sisters and brothers. To sit by and allow us to be destroyed is to allow yourself to be destroyed. We have to have political analysis, sisters and brothers. The same government that gave marriage rights to homosexuals is denying Lynn Stewart, one of our wonderful Caucasian sisters, lawyers, who has stood for freedom, justice, and equality for who knows how many decades. She has been in jail for years now, suffering the ravages of cancer. And they have denied her health care. Health care is a human right, and she is unjustly in jail, our beautiful Lynn Stewart. The same government striking down voting rights, striking down affirmative action, giving marriage rights to homosexuals, denying health care to our beautiful sister Lynn Stewart. You have to have political analysis today. The same government, judicial branch, legislative branch, they so-called are upholding the rights of women to have abortions. And we know that abortion and Planned Parenthood is a eugenics program to destroy poor working class babies off of the earth. And we know that the government does not care for women, is not protecting poor working class women, no matter the color. You have to see the hypocrisy of the government and see that they only act to cause us to buy into the system. So you have a lot of beautiful women buying into the Democratic Party. Then you have a lot of Christian women buying into the Republican Party. You see the government, the same government, contradicting itself, upholding women's rights, destroying babies, upholding homosexual right to marry, but destroying voting rights and affirmative action. If you are a homosexual and you are black and brown and red and yellow and you want to vote, can you vote? Living in the South? And if you are a homosexual, black, brown, red, and yellow, and you want to get into college, and they're destroying affirmative action, can you get into college now? But the same government that did that gave you the right to marry. Also, the same government, judicial branch, legislative branch, they want to give women the ability to attain or obtain military jobs in the military that up to now has been off limits to women. Why? You want women to get into the Navy SEALs? You want women to get into these special ops groups to do what? Kill and destroy women? Is that what you want? The same government that is allowing you to get up into the military to kill and destroy? The same government destroying voting rights? Destroying affirmative action, upholding women's rights as it concerns abortion, killing babies on the other hand, giving marriage rights to homosexuals. You see how the government is contradicting itself. But the overall purpose is to cause us to lose our minds and buy into their policies, wicked policies, foreign and domestic. Jah love, sisters and brothers. Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.